if I have died, who will take care of my family? Yeah, so that was a very worrying thought and scary thought. It was quite scary in the sense that the condition deteriorated very fast. I still didn't have too much symptoms except for fatigue and just one or two times of cough. So it wasn't that bad, but on the day that I got the ART positive, I went down to see the doctor at the SASH clinic. After that, I go very fast to the hospital and directly to ICU. After that, a lot of things were fuzzy, so because I was heavily sedated. But when I woke up, I was actually coughing very badly, regularly, with a lot of phlegm that comes with blood. It was uncomfortable because it comes from the throat. The throat was damaged. I was actually quite shocked because no one mentioned about that until I was much better. The nurses told me this is my second chance in life. Yeah, especially those who witnessed how weak I was. It was quite scary to learn that I almost died. Because if I've died, I will have only my husband to take care of my four kids and they are still very young. I was very, very tired throughout the whole duration, yes. So, can't really move and I have to relearn everything from even learning to swallow, eat. And I remember I asked for water because my throat was very dry and they tried to give me one small teaspoon, 5 ml, and I couldn't even swallow. Yeah, so I have to undergo speech therapy, the physiotherapy, occupational therapy, just to learn to eat, shower myself, walk, and learn to balance, and do things like folding clothes and all. I have to relearn everything, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why I delayed the vaccination was because I have a serious allergic reactions. In the initial part, the government says to hold off if you have severe allergic reaction. So I held off the vaccination. Subsequently, we heard of Novavax, which is based on the older technology, medical technology. So we thought that could be good for us. We were planning to get the vaccine in September. Unfortunately, I got sick just before I can get the vaccine, yeah. So, for those who are still hesitating, yes, there's a risk of side effects for vaccines, but please do not delay any further. Check with your doctors and get yourself vaccinated, because if you are vaccinated, the symptoms are less severe and it could potentially save your life. You don't have to go through what I go through, what I put my family through, and you can help lessen the burden on the medical industry. At least the medical staff can have a rest.